Vibe check. What's your social superpower? Are you introverted, extroverted, or a bit of both? My name is Light and welcome to Talk and Play. And so we've been recording this season in studio. And today we have a very special guest. If you live in the UK and if you attend parties, you probably know who my guest is. But I'll let her introduce herself to you. Hype yourself.
Yeah, that's me. Probably don't know how we got here, but I'm here.
Yes.
My name is the Joy Activator, aka the Chief Encouragement Officer, the Chief Excitement Officer, the Chief, which one again? Everything joined. But listen, guys, I'm the Vibe Queen. I'm the Energy Goddess. To know me is to know bliss.
Hell.
That's just who I am.
Love it. If you're coming to this show, you can't help yourself like this. Don't bother coming. Except for the introverts, though. If you're introverted, take it. But I think your vibe so far is giving extroversion. We'll find out. Don't give it away yet. So today we're going to find out what your social superpower is. If you're introverted, it's a superpower because that makes you you. If you're extroverted, it's your superpower. Some people don't actually know that they might be a bit of both. We'll find out. All right, let's get started. Who is your favorite celebrity?
Maybe 20 years ago, yes. Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
I was obsessed with her. My love don't cost a thing. Do you know the part I like the most? Which was dancing with that her guy that she had something to do with.
Oh, that guy, that young dancer.
Yeah, the famous model that she got married to. I can't remember his name now. But that's where she met him. That's where the whole spark started.
Did she have a kid with him?
I don't even know. That girl's been around, isn't it? She's been around the world.
Oh, she didn't sing that one. I've been around. That's Mace.
PDD.
That's PDD.
Yeah,
and Mace. Let's talk about PDD. Leave PDD out of this equation.
Leave that guy.
That guy. Meanwhile, so what changed? Why not J-Lo anymore?
Because I just left the trend. I don't know.
Okay. You moved on.
So I moved on. I don't even know now. I liked Ciara at the time.
Ciara was skinny.
Yeah, because I used to love dancing. Like dancing. Would I have any chance to dance?
And if you want to dance.
Introverts dance though, isn't it?
If you want to dance. Yeah, give me. Okay.
Introverts dance, isn't it?
You should give me introverted vibes, I beg.
I am. I'm giving you. But so yeah, so now. Right now, I know Idris Elba. That's another cool
Idris.
One. Would you not have been amazed if I didn't call any guy?
Fine, Idris. The way Idris Elba walks.
Yeah.
Why does that guy walk like
if
that?
If you were to give him a Nigerian name, what name would you give him?
Tunde.
You
know, all Tundes are bad, but I'm sorry. I have a Tunde.
Babatunde.
I'm sorry, but Tundes are bad, guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's happily married to a lady that they've been together for a while. So let's... Idris. Yeah, Idris there. He's not giving us two Baba vibes, but he's head is there. So who is it now? Who is your celebrity? Because we need you to commit to one person because we are
I'll stick to Idris Elba, aka Babatunde. Keep it like that.
Do you think the guy will be well suited for 007?
I don't James think Bond. He wouldn't be. I think he would blend. I think so.
There was a rumor then, but I don't think they would.
It never just kicked off, but yeah, there was actually.
I don't think he'll. I don't know. I don't think he'll do well. There's this thing about 007. They're sleek, slim. You know, there's just this thing.
We're breaking the norms, isn't it? Babatunde can make it.
I think we should leave. I think we should just leave our James Bond to the bad guys that are doing it. They're serving us.
You know, in the days of Gen Z,
yeah.
In the days of Gen Z, where anything can happen, you
Aaron
don't be surprised.
Pierre, James Bond.
What about Daddy Shaggy or Baba Shaggy?
Where were we?
Brother Shaggy.
Please, is there a 007? I beg. Leave the
guy. Lassisi Eleno.
I used to follow Lassisi, you know. People have been sending me some funny things that the guy is coming back to do now. I think I'll go and follow him again.
Really?
I got tired at some point.
I know, right?
I got tired at some point. I felt like it was the same thing.
It was too monotonous. The same thing.
Yeah. But I started seeing some funny things again. So I'm just going to follow again.
Okay.
Guys trying. It's not easy to put out
no,
skates and stuff.
It's not. Those people are doing a lot of work.
I know.
They are actually working so hard. And you never can tell when they exhaust all their lines, but they just come up with some creativity.
It's hard work. Even to the videos, sometimes I'm like,
So would you call them introverts or extroverts?
It takes some extroversion to put yourself out there. I think I told Tola this when she came in. Yeah. It takes a level of extroversion to put yourself out there. To look into the camera and make a fool of yourself the way they do sometimes, just to make us happy, just to make us watch something funny.
It would be nice to bring one of them on this couch.
I would love
bring them to the show. I'll
have to move the cameras back so we can see. So I just want to see eventually. Hopefully, we'll get there.
Yeah,
okay. So let's play my game.
Okay, yeah,
it is Elba Lover.
Oh, I don't like games.
So if you tilt a bit, you can see Samuel L. Jackson on the screen. So that's a giveaway.
Yeah.
I've got absolutely 30 of my favorite celebrities on this screen.
Come on.
So far, the highest has been like 5 out of 30.
Oh.
So let's see how well.
What's my prize?
There's no prize. Drink your water and eat your chocolate. Eat your chocolate. Yeah. Anywho, so you've got only 2 seconds per celebrity. It's going to move very, very fast.
Okay, let's go.
When you're ready, just say go.
Give it a try. Hit it.
Okay, cool.
Cassidy?
No.
Oh, gosh, man. I know this guy, Steve Harris.
Steve Harvey.
Harvey. That's Genevieve.
Yes.
I love her. That's Michael Jackson. No. This girl in... what's it? Okay, now I don't know who this is. Oh, Michelle Obama.
That's why you're passing.
This guy, Kung Fu Fighting. What's his name now? I can't remember. This girl, you look beautiful. I don't know you anymore. Hey, Elon Musk.
Hello.
That's how many now? I don't know. I think 3 or 4. Are you counting? I don't know who this person is. I know this guy. He's a comedian. Ah, Angelina Jolie with the lips.
She's winning.
Oh, I can't remember you, dude. Hey, James. Come on. Lion King, Mufasa.
Yes.
Hey, I'm trying to know. Babe, I can't remember you again. I know you. You've been... Bonner. Oh, God, I don't know you.
With the Stones.
I know you. You used to do the morning show. You were the one that... T-Pain. What's up, man? look at you. The famous girl. I know you. Stums.
Stumsy, yeah.
I don't know you.
Mr. Beast.
Oh, no. I know you, Elton John. Yeah, we got the brooch together, matching. Look at you, King Charlie. What's going on, man? Etisier. Hey. I don't know. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson again.
All right, cool.
It's nice in here.
Yes. So at least everybody knows that this is my side gig.
Absolutely.
Because I go to work 9 to 5.
Wow.
And with shifts and all that. And I come back. This is mindfulness for me. I love doing this. I've
really?
Been thinking about this for like a year now. And this is something I've wanted to do. Luckily for me, I got close to some girls last year, particularly. They encouraged me, pushed me to bring this part of me out.
Wow.
And I realized I can actually do it and do it well. So.
And trust me, the only thing I can do is this. This is beautiful, well set up, definitely professional.
Okay.
And I think that's splendid.
What
amazing.
I would say to women is, if you have something that you feel like you can do, or something that you feel like might be your calling,
yeah,
or something that you feel like, let me just see how it goes. You might as well just do it. Just give it a go, because you don't know how many times you try something before you get it right, or you don't know what you actually try.
Yeah,
that might be the thing that would you just blew.
And again, because you like doing it,
I like
you're
editing
not
videos.
Necessarily
I like
interested
videos.
In whether it blows or it doesn't blow, because this gives you joy.
It gives me joy,
and I can see the attention to detail. Like everything is amazing here. So. Come on, who's not to love this place? I love this. And I love the whole concept. I love the whole idea, the game. Come on, man, you put me on the spot. I think I'm a dry girl now. You should now know that I'm an introvert. Too.
You guys, ignore her. She's been giving me introversion behind the scenes, but maybe with you guys, she's giving introversion or extroversion. Just put it down in the polls for this segment. Let's find out. Do you have a side gig?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do have one. And just like what you said, where, you know, a lot of people will be saying you should do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of a sudden you just say, you know what? Let me do it afraid.
Yes.
So I'm a master of ceremonies.
Oh, hype yourself. Because
remember
when
you
sent me this yesterday, I was like, okay. I met you once.
I met you once, Tolu.
Bolu, my friend, 40th birthday.
Amazing, yes.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Can you imagine just like that?
Yeah, 40 the same year.
Wow.
And that's where I met you. So I put you on my radar. I'm like,
oh
Tony
my
talks.
God.
I put you on the list. I'm like, if
amazing.
I have to do something, because I've never, I have one other person that did my friend's party in Park Lane, London. Yeah. She was really good.
Yeah.
And then I met you as well. Wow. Before then, I'm like, oh, Tolu Tolu's very good. I asked her, she was like, no, somebody else is coming that you would like her. I'm like, okay, well, I have to tell you. That you, and that's the only time I've seen you outside performing. Brilliant. For you guys. I mean, you can see the screen. That's what she does.
Yeah.
I'll let you have
so
the floor.
Remember what I said? I said I call myself the Joy Activator, AKA the Chief Excitement Officer. Indeed, I am your girl, Tolu Talks, giving you vibes Tolu that are talks. On point. I host weddings. I host birthday parties as well.
Wow.
I host conferences. So women, female conferences.
Just in the UK? Or?
Well, I've gone globally now. Come on, I can say I'm global, y'all. Hey, like, seriously.
You're global, baby.
Yeah, I've gone to the Caribbean for a 40th birthday.
Nice.
Nigeria. Nice. And here in the United Kingdom, all over London, name it, West Midlands. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. And I think for me, it's more of adding so much flavor to everyone's event and actually amplifying the love story if it's a wedding, amplifying gratitude if it's a birthday as well. Because, you know, most times people say, oh, I don't want to do this on my birthday. I don't want to do that on my birthday. But wait until you have the connoisseur of entertainment on that mic or in the room. It will be electrifying and, in fact, memorable. So I think that's the brilliant aspect about being a master of ceremonies, the ability to amplify the things that you never would have thought should be a big deal. So, yeah,
when I watched that video that you sent me yesterday, because she sent me a video, I'm like, I have to show you guys. We have to go through this. I could feel the joy that the couple had. And I said, wow.
Yes.
I know I've renewed my vows. I'm thinking, should I do it again?
Don't worry. I will do it as well because I'm on your couch.
FOC, definitely. Free of charge.
I'm coming to do it. But yeah, and I think those are the sort of things that actually give me joy. Okay. So you would ask that video when it plays now, you'd be asking what came into your head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, growing up, a lot of concepts. I grew up in University of Lagos with my brothers. Okay. So my brothers and my sister, they usually have a lot of good ideas. And I'm a creative, by the way.
Yes.
And so if you give me one idea, I can think of 1 million and one.
You've already said doing that. See, she's been in the studio. She's been saying a lot of things. Do this. I'm like,
trust me,
chill.
Don't want to know what's going to happen with talk and play. Lighter is going to go places. That's what.
Oh, wow.
But So that sort of thing now, I would sit down, I'll take my time, and I would just come up with something. So that video is just to show.
I'm putting the video on. You guys, you have to watch this video. Let's watch this video.
Yeah, it's just to show that, you know, you could just conceptualize anything you're thinking of in your head.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. All right. That's you.
Supposed to be an airline, air hostess.
Oh, kind of vibe. It felt like I was in the video.
Yeah. And that's a friend gesticulating as
the
air host.
I like the concept of the gilly.
Yeah. Those are just games.
Hey.
I like David. Why can't we put David Doe there as your celeb?
Why did you choose him as your favorite celeb? They were having fun.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it so much.
Amazing.
And I loved your dress.
Yeah.
I was like, now, wow. You could just feel the joy.
Amazing.
You could just feel the joy.
That's
very
the whole
nice.
Point.
Very, very
that's
nice.
The whole point.
Yeah, that was really, really
that
nice.
That is the
I
whole
loved
point.
It. I
so
really loved it.
That's what I do. Just try to activate the joy.
Yes.
With the guests.
Yes.
And obviously the celebrants as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a great one so far. I'm enjoying it.
Why did you think about going into hosting and being moderator?
So I'm a firm believer of use what you have to get what you want.
Yes.
And
100%.
Just like you mentioned earlier that a lot of people said you're very good at this, just do it.
Yeah.
I think that we limit ourselves a lot because we're always fearful about what the world's going to say out there. So by nature, I'm a very happy person. I'm a
Me
very
too.
Bubbly person.
You bestie unlocked.
Yes. And I think that that joy is usually very contagious when it comes to me just being around the room. Yeah. Obviously, with maturity has come a lot of toning down some things, because when I was much younger, what it is to call
becoming
me talkative.
Down like this.
Becoming down now, Tolu. So they used to call me talkative, chatterbox. There wasn't any sort of talking nickname that wasn't on my report card. And even growing up as well. And even when I started working at an early age. But obviously, growing older, I started looking at how contagious and infectious those sort of negative callings were, which is talkative. So how infectious is a talkative, or how infectious is a chatterbox? Sometimes you find that you're probably just very burdened, and then just talking to that talkative, you could just forget about that thing at that time.
Mindfulness.
And then you move. Exactly.
They just shut down for
and I think those are one of the things that helped me to realize that, you know what, girl, I think you've got this. It didn't happen just at once, obviously. It had to do with me asking people, what do you think I'm good at? What would you know? And I think that's a good thing to always do all the time. Self-check yourself. Because
sometimes. How long have you done it for, though?
I've done this now, it's been a while now. When I started first when I was back home in Nigeria.
Wow.
I did that, but because of the nature of the job I was doing, I couldn't actually be a proper master of ceremony, because Nigeria is a bit demanding, it's a different market entirely. And you're probably working 48 hours rather than 24 hours.
Yes.
So I did that since then. So I could say it's about 6-7 years coming now that I've started doing this.
Wow.
But proper full-time here, yes.
You are a natural.
4 years plus.
Yeah, I remember when I met you, you just pulled everybody in.
No.
As in, even that day, we were kind of like low energy, but we wanted to be there for our friend. I remember that maybe I wasn't feeling too good.
No.
And then you just... You know, I was like, wow. So we just forgot everybody was dancing and Boba Tag.
I
remember Bolu's
birthday. I will remember, because I remember I was listening like, and you're a rebel, won't you? And you're a rebel.
Oh, I love the video.
I have the video. It's funny enough, I could have sent that to you.
Oh, you have sent
I usually keep all those videos. And I think that's another thing that keeps me going with a side hustle.
Yes.
And I think that's something that we should let people know.
Yeah.
Always go back to when you started. Always go back to your archives as well, because I think that's usually the ginger.
Just
tomorrow.
Watch it and see how happy it
I watch it and just see how happy I am. Aww. You know, the thank yous on that day may not be enough, especially when you're in your very low moments.
Yeah.
But just watching all those videos, I still watch those videos. I remember them. And again,
very nice.
Some are scripted, some are very unscripted, and it just comes out naturally as well. So I feel that those are one of the things asking people had helped me to say, okay, you know what? I think I could actually go in there to do it.
Yeah.
It's quite male dominated, but
it is. like I said, it's just you and
only a few of us.
Yeah, just two of you that I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good. I love it when a woman puts herself out there.
Absolutely.
I like guys that hustle. Anybody that's hardworking, fantastic.
Yeah.
But I'm a very strong supporter of women.
Yeah.
I like it when I like to push people. I'm like, what can you do?
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
and
it.
If you're doing it well, I'll tell you you're doing it
well.
So you actually did very good and you're doing very good.
Take your flowers.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play a game, but I would like us to chill a bit. Let's catch up behind the scenes, we'll be right back.
Tag a friend to tag a friend. We're doing good over
and
here, right?
Use the polls. So far, is she giving extroverted vibes or introverted vibes?
Mm.
Find out. Just put it down, because at the end, once you see those that passed and those that failed, you never can.
If I'm still sitting on this couch, I should be introvert, introverted, extro. Which one? Give me one, though.
Yeah, a bit of both. You're claiming to be both somehow. But don't tell us.
Quiet.
Don't tell us. Anyway, so I want us to play this game. It's called Mystery Box. So I'm going to... What's on the screen is not for you. It's for those at home to be seeing the things. The content of the box is what people are going to be able to watch at home. You use your blindfold. Put on your blindfold. It's very dark.
If I find myself in Elon Musk's house, I'll be happy.
So your blindfold is very dark.
Very, very.
So you can open your box now.
Mm.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to play this for people at home to see the contents of the box.
Okay.
And so the things you can see on the screen are the things that are inside the box.
Okay.
And she's going to start bringing some out, you know, in this. So yeah, go on. Yeah, when you're ready.
Okay, ready?
Yes, we're ready.
So what do I do now? Do I pick it up?
Just pick each one and tell us what you think it is. Just guess the contents of the box.
A ball? Stuff?
It's
stuff
a soft ball. Put it anywhere you want. Yeah, good.
Rubik's Cube.
How did you know to
Because my girls, I make sure they have them. Puzzle. We used to call that puzzle in Nigeria.
Two. What's that?
Remote control, fire stick or something.
That's three. And you even got fire stick. That's actually a fire stick.
This is the duck that stays inside the water when your child is singing.
Things are too simple. Go on, go on.
Egg.
That's an egg.
How can I not fry it? Oh, God, you. Where's my koboko?
Wait. So this, what do you think that is?
Viewers, what is this?
What do you think it is?
You're a jailer.
So what do you think it's used for?
Question. You said mystery box. Now you didn't ask me question
just,
and answer.
Just one use, if you were
to say. I have plenty of use for
okay,
it.
So
too.
Give us two uses.
Some people use it to extrovertedly introvert desirable, pleasurable moments in their
enough.
House.
I've had enough. Put
some
down,
people, when they jackpot, they used to give them to come back home. I should keep talking.
It's okay. Don't tell us.
I like this one. Is this my souvenir?
It's okay. What's that?
Hair ruffle, scrunchie.
These things are too.
If you don't have one, I don't know. Even if you don't even have hair gone, you should have them. What is this? This is like a spider. You see, we see spider.
It's a spider.
Come on.
It's a spider.
This your guest it's is going not gone.
Yeah, at least you missed all the guests in 60 seconds, the celebrities. Almost all.
Okay, this one is hard though. What's this one? This looks like a spider as well.
It's a mommy spider.
That's a good twist.
Yes.
This is that thing that used to say all those children used to play with. Fidget spin.
It's so easy to just put that in your hand and start spinning it.
Fidget spinner.
It's a fidget
spinner. Do you think adults use this thing?
I do.
What does it do to you? It's supposed to calm you down, right?
Yeah, it's a fidget toy, so you know. Rather than just use that thing, you just might as well just
squeezy one in those days. Yeah, but this one, I don't know. Maybe I'll try and get it.
Yeah, it's a nice.
Do you think adults also have problems with
attention? It was really raining one time, 2017.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Go on.
You can't.
So what's that? At least miss one.
No, I know this one.
Oh.
This is a rectangle. Is this like a toy? Like, is this Jenga?
Oh my goodness.
Or brick game?
It's a Jenga.
Yeah. Is there more?
You got it. All.
Are we done?
You're gonna miss the Jenga.
Are we done?
I thought you're gonna miss the Jenga.
Are we done?
All right, take off your belt.
Are we done? Let's go.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a few questions on this card.
Ask me.
So let's imagine Idris Elba is watching the show. So give it your best shot. I'm not saying you should seduce the guy.
I didn't say this. I want to just do like this now.
Put your hand down.
Prepare a range around me.
Okay.
Do I look good?
You look good.
All right. Idris, come on.
The guy is married.
I'm his friend. They said, you know, you should be intentional about making friends, didn't it?
You guys.
I'm intentional.
Anywho's. So my first question is, this one is called Party Escape Plan. And these questions are the same questions I've been asking everybody. I just want to see who does it best.
Okay.
So there's competition. Pressure Tiwa.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure Tiwa.
I got it.
So, you're ready to leave a party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've already decided at this party, there's nothing at this party, but you're not the alaga.
I'm not anything.
You are a guest at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some random person invited you, and you're like, this party, I have to leave, man. The person that Kuku invited you has gone.
So let me find
my way out. But the host wants to... Well, let's actually do something else, and then it catches you trying to leave. The host catches you. What is your exit excuse? I'm coming. I'll act out the role of the host.
Hey!
Tolu talks. Where are you going? The party is just about to start.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I just want to check my friend, like, that I met at the event. I just want to tell her that we're about to go to phase
which
two.
Which friend is that?
Labi. She's down the road.
I saw Labi leave. Labi left like 30 minutes ago. So come back inside.
Mom, but let me quickly use the restroom.
Let me show you the restroom inside. Mm. The restroom is inside.
What kind of celebrazila is that one? But wait, are people really like that? They don't leave my party.
Come
on, man.
Yeah, they want to use it in young girl in front of people. You failed that. You just failed. This one, because you're vibing nicely. I like your outfit.
Okay.
I like the brooches.
Thank you.
I love the brooches. Now, outfit debate.
Mm.
Defend wearing pajamas to a fancy dinner party. You enter this dinner party as
if
you got the dates mixed up wrongly.
Mm.
Yes. Well, you know, there was one pajama party you're supposed to go to. You're wearing ugly Crocs. You're wearing some other ball onesie, and then you just, and your hair is rubbish, and then you enter this fancy dinner party. Guess who's there? Idris Elba. Hail! Goodness God. You've closed the door behind you. Ayana, defend yourself.
Oh, hi, Idris. Hi, how are you? This is Tolu Talks. Yeah. Your fellow colleague as well. I'm an actress and I live down the road in East London.
Yeah, go to life.
So I just finished a shot right now. The director is fab. And I can't even imagine just seeing you, Idris. Like, you, I'm starstruck.
Idris would be like, security.
Yeah, so this is my costume for the night. It's supposed to be, the scene is just like one of those ones where you just stay in the house, lounge and relax. But I just thought I couldn't miss it for my girl, oh, light wow. on. You know, I had to be here for her. So I just came down.
Security.
Take a few champagnes and everything. Security. And I'm like, yeah, so how are you, Idris? No, tell me more. When am I featuring in your movie?
So you're just going to act. And I think you'll get away with
Shame
it.
I'm going try.
Guess we'll be bundling, they'll be bundling you out. Idris are the security members.
No, no, nah, I'm coming from
you. You tried.
Okay.
That's how it's done. So say, that's how it's done. Yeah. All right. So food.
Oh.
Are you the type of person that guards their food jealously like it's gold, or you're happy for someone to pick from your food?
I'm happy for someone to pick.
So someone random would just like,
yeah, I'm happy with that. But you know what? I have a brother that cannot stand it. Like, he actually doesn't even share with his wife.
Really?
Honestly, he's been like that since we were kicking.
He doesn't like people touching his food.
Since I was young.
Doesn't and like now touching his food.
You can't touch his food.
Wow. Even if you're like, oh, what's that? You're not.
And when, you know what? I shouldn't even be saying this. If you call him and he's eating, he can't pick up that call. No, is that bad?
I've never heard that one before. Are you serious? Wow.
Even when there was an emergency, we were calling him, he never picked up.
You said he was eating?
Yeah, he said, I need to finish eating my food before I pick up the call.
Ah, well, that's deep.
No, that's how bad my brother is.
That's deep.
No, not jokes. Wow. Honestly, I'm not joking. So me, I'm free. I'm a freelancer.
Opposites, man, shit.
Nah, seriously.
Okay, so would you rather go to a party with an absolute stranger,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather Netflix and chill?
Ah, that's you.
Party
with a stranger. Even the park, I can go to the park with a stranger.
Are you serious? They're just like,
so I'm not going to the park on my own.
Wow, your neighbor will just come like, you want to go to the park?
Yeah, I go out alone. I go to the town center on my own.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, that's
therapeutic.
That's good. When I came to the country in 2017,
yeah,
I was also doing that.
Yeah, yeah, I think
the
it's
weeks
nice.
I was free, yeah, I would take myself out.
Yeah, that's
very, very nice.
Okay, maybe you're an extrovert now.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm very extroverted.
Oh,
impersonation is this one. I don't look extroverted. People see me for the first time, they're like,
both. Maybe your profession, day job, makes you
extra
introvert.
Or
intro.
Really?
Because obviously you need to be professional. But
yeah,
like the other side of you.
It's true. At work, I'm.
Yeah, you have to be professional.
I think at work, I'm extroverted as well. Maybe the first week I can be.
You can talk, but
I can't hide this energy. Yeah. My energy.
No. Your energy is
good. As you see with the colors, energy my energy
is
like that. My energy is just, sometimes I want to
your energy is shining. It's shining. It's shining.
Thank
it's
you,
contagious.
Thank you. My chi. So this is about Idris Elba. Idris.
Yeah, oh, guy, I'm so far doing my hands. Yeah, I was bad too. Idris.
So impersonate your favorite celebrity for 10 seconds. You cannot get this one. Do you even know how it sounds?
I don't know. Idris, sorry. I love you, mate. But I don't know how you sound.
Idris, hey. How does Idris?
How you doing? Lighter.
Yeah.
You're right.
I can't
is this
do
how
it.
We're going to do a talk and play?
Oh, yeah, you're getting it.
I think so too.
You think so too?
Do you want me to take in my Rolls Royce?
It's okay. I'm making me feel somehow. I was like, maybe it's with that one. Okay, so act it out.
Mm-hmm.
Without words,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're alone by yourself at home? Kids.
Can I stand? I mean, I should just sit down. I've been doing this.
Can we see you standing? Yeah,
let me do it like this. What's my favorite thing to do?
To do when you're alone by yourself. Dance! You know how to dance. You probably know how to dance. Maybe you should show me.
I always things. Wanted to be a dancer. Yes. I think those are one of the things that endeared me to J-Lo.
Yeah.
At that time. I always wanted to be a dancer. I could dance a lot. At that time, we had Bob TV, MTV, and all those different...
Suffered in the past.
AIT, jamming. And, you know, they would play all those videos. And I just wanted to dance. I love dancing. Yeah. I love moving my body. My brothers, one of my brothers could also dance. Big body, yeah, I can do that. I think with age just comes that I don't learn all those trends anymore. But with social media, it's brought me closer.
You should be learning the trends now for your gigs.
I do. I try to do them, actually. Yeah. But I think there was one of my last clients.
Yeah.
She wanted like 5 dance routines. I'm just going to start learning.
YouTube is
but I think she was really giving me great vibes. And I think that was nice as well. So yeah, I love dancing. Nice. I love dancing.
So when you're at your gig and you have some white people that can't dance, do you laugh at them? Don't laugh.
I always try and teach them how to dance. Like if you check on my YouTube, my Instagram page, I try to teach them how to do buga.
Yeah.
Try to do I'm unavailable.
I'm
you know, so.
Even
yeah,
I
they get it. They try to get it as well. I think dance is vibes, is good, it's good energy.
Yes.
And I think it also brings out the creativity in you that you don't even know as well.
I can dance more, but I don't.
I'm sure you can dance, but you can move
trend,
your body.
If there's a trend, I'm probably the last person to get it.
But you can move your body.
I can move my body. I can't always face my family.
Yeah, like
I
you can move. Just give it.
I can dance particularly sitting down. I'm one of those chair dancers.
At least we're not saying singing.
I can't sing.
That's the one that always makes
There's nobody
me laugh.
In my family that can sing.
Ah, singers. Singers are the best sing. In the bathroom.
I can't even sing in they the bathroom. Even when singing. The shower is on and it's loud, they I can't sing.
That means they're singing off key. That's what they are doing, but they are singing. But yeah, I love dancing.
I can't sing to save my life.
I love dancing.
Okay, good. So, what's the weirdest thing you've ever bought at midnight?
Ah.
Have you ever bought anything? You're like, in more right or you're long. You're a crowd.
I hope plenty.
Like what? Chocolate.
Don't find me. You will find me there.
Really? We did not be looking for like special ones.
Ah.
Are you serious? Wow. Mm. Okay. Moving on. Moving on. So if you could describe yourself with mm-hmm. 3 words.
Oh.
Yeah, give us.
Compassionate. Mm. Happy.
Yeah.
There are plenty.
One more. We said 3. Compassionate, happy.
Enthusiastic. There's no really no nice. With me. There's no Aww. No with me.
If there's no no in your dictionary. Can if, I have 1,000?
I will give you. I will not have it, but I will give you. I'll give you. That's me. That's me. I may not have it, but I'll give you. And I mean, I will let you fly. I will let you. And I think those are one of the things that keeps me happy. Aww. Especially with my side gig where... a client will tell me what they want, but every other friend they've told, or spouse, or even people they just said, they're like, it's not possible now. How can you do that?
Mm.
But with me, don't try
as
me.
Long as it makes
if you
happy.
Tell me, I mean, the last client I had, she told me this same client, she told me, she said she wanted puzzles. It was her son's birthday. She wanted puzzles for her son's birthday. I said, we will do it.
Yes.
And then she didn't even know because time had gone. Oh. She wanted 1,000,001 games and 1,000,001 engagements, activities, and all of that. She didn't know I did it. And I recorded it for her to show her that, madam,
what's happening.
I gave that puzzle because she spent a lot of money getting a very large puzzle for the kids to actually like solve them in 2 separate teams.
And then they would.
And then they would now compare who's done it first. Oh. And she wanted like a team show game. I brought everything to life for her. So with me, there's no no. So I'm enthusiastic. So I think, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Happy. Enthusiastic.
And compassionate. You've forgotten that you're compassionate.
I said I had plenty. You know, you can give me the comment section. Give me.
Let me say happy. I think you use happy in this one.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic, you use in this one. So confident but wrong is this question. My best one.
Okay.
Act out explaining something you clearly don't know anything about, but with total confidence. Let me give you a scenario. You are a cardiac thoracic surgeon. A heart surgeon. So some medical students have come to meet you. Oh, Dr. Tolu. Oh, Dr. Tolles. Dr. Tolles.
Tulu.
Tulu. So, Dr. Tulu, you did this heart surgery on this middle-aged woman yesterday.
Okay.
So, can you talk us through the steps?
Okay.
You know, we all missed it. Talk us through the steps.
Right. I mean, it's such a shame that you actually missed it. But, you know, like we've all said, when we're in medical school, what are the 3 principles that you must apply when you are trying to open up the heart? You tell me.
I don't know anything.
You must know. You're a medical student and you're not ready for the conversation.
I'm not giving you.
You must know them. The 3 basic principles. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to task you. You need to go back into your textbooks and actually refresh your memory because that is a stepping stone to understanding what I want to explain to you. So you know what? Tell you what, Lighton, you go back, do the 3 steps for me. bring them over to me and then we'll talk through. I think that will be the crown.
Oh my, she has changed it for us. You didn't tell us anything, you changed it.
So I need your books. You want to put me on this spot? Good job. Read your books, make sure you're studious, and I'll answer your question. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, so it's been amazing having you on the show. Sadly, we have to go. I'm going to bring you back.
I definitely will be coming back.
We're going to bring you back to the show because I've enjoyed it. Backstage has been amazing as well. So we still have to catch up on Gist.
Okay.
So if you've enjoyed today's show with Tolu Talks, please follow, like, and share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check Tolu Talks on Instagram as well. Yeah, so you can invite her for your gigs. She's really, really funny.
Thank you.
Enjoyed myself in the studio today. All right, until next time, you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, Tolu. It's been amazing, really. Yeah, let's just now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.